I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I don't know how to play poker.
You are bringing musicals back, Wendy. That was beautiful.
I am. That's what I'm
You're
doing.
Like Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's us. It's Bill and Rodgers and Hammerstein. And Mike Sexton joins us right now. Mike is a New York Times bestselling author, a professional poker player for over 35 years, and a commentator for the WPT, that's the World Poker Tour, and has a new book out as well. Mike, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, I appreciate it, Bill and Wendy. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, I don't kid when I say I don't really know how to play poker. Growing up, I'd play, what, five-card draw? Five-card stud, I know you don't get to draw. That's the only difference I can assimilate with them. And then there's Texas Hold'em. There are lots of poker games, aren't there?
Well, there's a tremendous variety of poker games. Most people just know the show or the game that's played on television on the World Poker Tour, which is No Limit Hold'em, which is what they play championship events in. But you're right, there's many different games of poker, and honestly, learning the multiple games makes poker much more fun to play.
How has it changed, Mike? You've been doing this a long time. How has the game changed? I know the rules are the same, but the mentality's a little different, isn't it?
Well, the game has changed primarily because of the young players coming into poker now are very smart and intelligent. I always say the biggest difference in players today of yesteryear. Back when I was coming up, there were guys like Cluggy Pearson and Amarillo Slim. These were pool hustlers that found poker games in the back of the pool hall, and they realized they could make more money playing poker, so they started playing poker. But nowadays, what you've got is all these college-educated kids, very bright guys. There's so much educational tools on how to become a better player now with software, with books and all that. And they study the game intently. They're very sharp. They catch on quickly. And they become very good players very soon nowadays. So the intelligence level of the player today is much superior on the whole as of yesteryear.
Now, and that helps tremendously. I mean, how much is skill? How much is luck?
Well, I would say poker is about 70% skill and 30% luck.
Really?
Some people might disagree with that, but that's what I think. Poker honestly has the perfect combination of luck and skill to make it a great game. I mean, obviously, you couldn't go on the golf course and beat Rory McIlroy or Tiger Woods playing golf, but you can sit down with the world poker champion and get lucky and win. And that's the beauty of the game, is that anybody can win. Now, poker is not unlike anything else in life. Those that prepare to win do much better than those that don't. But over a given in a hand, in one session, in one tournament, anybody can get lucky and catch cards and win. That's the beauty of the game.
Mike, it seemed like when I was growing up, there was a certain look to a poker player. And now I see women like Samantha Abernathy. You know who she is, right? She looks like a supermodel, and she just cleans up every time she's near a poker table.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of women now playing poker and young guys. And truthfully, you know, honestly, against the real professional players, they don't care who's sitting in the other seat. It could be a robot. It could be a young, pretty girl. It could be a senior citizen. To them, it's just a person sitting in the seat that's got chips, and their object is to win the chips. So they don't really pay attention to all that stuff if you're a professional player. But recreational players do tend to stare and may play differently against other players than they would some pros.
Is it easy to cheat and get away with
There's
it,
There's
no Mike?
Cheating in poker, Wendy. Stop it. There's no cheating in poker.
Wendy, honestly.
Come on.
Most big-time tournaments now are held in major casino properties, the best casinos in the world. And the truth is, you know, they all have eyes in the sky. It's, you know, they want to protect the reputation and protect the games. And I'm not saying it doesn't ever happen. But in truth, it's very minimal, and it doesn't happen like the days of the Wild Wild West.
What drew you to it, Mike? When you were a kid, what made you think, yeah, poker's the game for me?
Well, when I went to college and I got in there against the other guys in the dorm, I realized automatically how much more a skill and a knack of the games. It didn't matter what card games we were playing, whether it was poker, whether it was gin rummy, whether it was hearts, whether it was euchre, it didn't matter. I just had a knack for cards that the other guys didn't have. So to me, it's a natural ability. And I say the same thing to guys who want to come out on tour. You know, you have to have the skill for it and the desire to do it, but you have to have a love of the game. You know, not like to play poker, love to play poker, because I don't even care if you're a winning poker player. If you're miserable when you're playing or you're just not happy to put the hours in that it takes to be successful, you're not going to be happy in life. It doesn't matter if you win money at poker or not. So to me, if you love the game and love playing like I did for all those years, you're going to be much happier.
I love to play Yahtzee. How come there aren't any
There's
Yahtzee
no pro
tables?
Yahtzee leagues. What's with that?
That's kind of like a card game because you look for the full house and the small straight, the large straight. That's how I learned how to play poker through Yahtzee.
Yep. Wendy put herself through school playing Yahtzee, Mike.
Hey, good for her.
Don't you think that with TV, that was like a whole new life for poker, right? Because all of a sudden you could watch it on TV and you could root for your favorites or root against the people you didn't like. And that kind of changed the game a little bit, right?
No, there's no question about it. It was the television and the World Poker Tour. That was the reason for the poker explosion in this country, honestly, and globally for that matter. The World Poker Tour was the first poker show on in prime time on a weekly basis. The popularity of that show, enormous. It was reality TV at its finest. Everybody fell in love with it, and the game exploded. And now it's gone exploding globally. So, you know, poker used to be America's game. That's not the case anymore. Every country, they play poker around the world just about, and there's many great players in every country, and it's just fascinating to see how the game has grown over the past 10, 15 years since the World Poker Tour started.
Mike, I seem to remember in the early days of televised poker matches, they didn't have the technology yet to show you what all the players' cards were. You just saw the players sitting around the table playing, but as soon as they figured out we got to show the people at home what their hands are, that's what made all the difference, right?
Oh, there's no question about it. Steve Lipscomb, who created the World Poker Tour, wouldn't have considered it and not been able to use the WPT hole cam, as we saw it, or as we call it, where the cameras can see the player's card. So the viewer lives vicariously through that player.
Right.
And the beauty of it is everybody sitting at home watching these guys play for $1 million, and they're saying the same thing. Geez, I can play as good as that guy. I should be out there playing for $1 million. And that's the beauty of the show.
Now, can people make a living just playing poker?
They sure can. Thousands and thousands do, actually, nowadays. And, really? And you can make a living playing cards. No question about it. Obviously, I said luck is involved in the game, but in truth, skill prevails over the course of time. The best players are going to get the money. So, you know, poker is all about, you know, the object of the game is not to make money. It's not to win pots. The object of poker is to make correct decisions. And if you make enough correct decisions at the table, you're going to be a winning player. If you make poor decisions, you're going to be a losing player. And basically, it's just that simple.
Mike, tell me that online poker is not the way to go.
Well, I think online poker is a good way to go.
Do you think? Yeah, really?
Especially when you're first learning the game, because you can learn it cheaply.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, you can play very cheap, what we call sit-and-go tournaments and all. Now, the problem in the U.S., in most states, it's not there anymore. Hopefully it comes back. But it was a good way for $1 or $5 that you could play a one-table satellite, for example, and get some experience playing where it didn't cost you a lot of money, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, you can't go on a casino property and do that because they don't have the space, you know, to put on a very cheap game where they can't make any money, where you can learn how to play poker cheaply, where you can do that online. So that's an advantage of online poker. But you know, I still consider poker a people game, and sitting down in a social atmosphere playing poker just seems like a lot more fun.
Do you wear a cowboy hat when you play? I envision you wearing a cowboy hat.
I do not, actually. You know, I grew up in Ohio and lived in North Carolina. Now I've been in Vegas now for 30-some years, but I wasn't from the Southwest, so I don't wear a cowboy hat, but a lot of poker players do.
Mike Sexton on the line with us, New York Times bestselling author and a professional poker player for over 35 years, a commentator on the World Poker Tour for the last 15 years. The book is called Life's a Gamble. And my question to you right now, sir, is can you learn stuff on the poker table that can be applied to, like, say, home or work?
You certainly can. I mean, I think you can learn so much about a person when you're playing a poker game with them. You see how they accept victory, how they accept defeat. And you learn a lot about a person at a poker table. In terms of skills, you can apply a lot of poker skills to life skills. You can read people, for example. You can see who's bluffing, who's telling the truth out in the real world.
And I'm like an open book. I do not have a poker face at all. You can totally tell what I'm thinking at any given moment.
Yeah. I can tell that, Wendy. I love that.
Wendy yells, come on, seven. I need a seven when she's playing poker. That's bad, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, and she'll make a flush or a straight, and she'll jump up and down out of her chair.
That's terrible.
And you'll figure out what she's got. So yeah.
I'm going to stick to Yahtzee.
We need more players like you in poker.
Yeah, so you can win more.
Who's the best you ever saw, Mike? Did you ever sit down at a table and just go, I can't beat this guy. He's impossible.
Well, the best player I've ever seen in terms of all-around poker players, a guy named Chip Reese. He was the youngest player ever inducted into the Poker Hall of Fame, and you know, and Stu Unger, I believe, was the best No Limit Hold'em player of all time. So now they're two old school guys, and I'm an old school guy, and I'm sure there's a lot of young players out there today that may think they're better than these guys, but in my view, they're the best I've ever seen.
What's the most you ever won in a poker tournament?
$1 million.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's a pretty good afternoon.
Yeah, it was nice.
What was the end for
I've
that?
I won over $1 million twice in my career, but one time it cost me $1 million to enter, so that doesn't really count.
Oh, yeah, that's a wash.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, life's a gamble. It's all about the poker industry, how strategies at the table can be applied to your everyday life. It's on Amazon and more. Mike Sexton is his name. Such a pleasure to talk to you. And
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, the book's not a how-to poker book, but it is a fun, entertaining read, and it's about, you know, if you like poker, you like golf, or you like gambling of any kind, you're going to love Life's a Gamble.
Excellent. Nice to talk to you, sir. Good luck to you in your future endeavors.
All right, Wendy, I appreciate it. And Bill, thank you all for having me on.
Take care, Mike. Thanks so much. That's Mike Sexton. Again, the book is called Life's a Gamble. We'll take a quick break, and then there's a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.